from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran
Abby barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. When people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She'd sigh. Turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. No limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenak, the astronaut, who stands and steals by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supply for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he asked to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
the mic up, yelling at someone to grab me my water. Get dry mouth. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the Reaver Show. Yeah, just jump in the chair and get everything together in under a minute. And we're here on time. Don't give me too much crap for having my mic off. I'm here till 3. Thank you, Sue, for a wonderful show. I didn't realize she actually... I knew Tracy Chapman came from Tufts University. But, sounds like Sue was practically friends with her. And she knew her quite well, interviewed her and stuff. She has it on tape somewhere. She just has to find it. Hopefully she replays that for us. It'll be great. So, hopefully that will happen on one of these shows. Can always listen to Something About the Woman, 11 to 1. And then I come on. A Crash Course for the Reavers, where I play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, lots of local rock, and your requests. Be my guest, if I like them. 855-915-9636 is the number. My name's Brian, and here's Talking Heads.
Look, I make kid. Sister was the child she be. Woman
cry. Happy birthday, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate if you're clever and despise a fool. Until you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. Keep your dope to its religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. Working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Telling you still, but first you must learn how to smile and say kill. If you wanna be like all the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. 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 Just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Yes, John, I will follow you anywhere you go. John Lennon at the end there. Fitting, because it was a John Lennon song. sung by birthday boy Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day. And before that, we started the show with Talking Heads, Drugs from Fear of Music, and then Drugs / Electricity live from one of my favorite live albums. The name of this band is Talking Heads. It's David Byrne telling you, don't say the Talking Heads. It's just Talking Heads. Stiff Little Fingers covering Bob Marley in there. Johnny Was. And then we played Bob's version. For some reason that didn't go up on my list here. I'll have to type it in. Yes, and I tried to scream Happy Birthday Billy Joe so you knew why I was playing Green Day. But I wanted to do that before he started singing. You don't step on someone's lyrics, but I did, and I apologize. That's one of the things you do not do in radio. I know that. Well, you'd probably say, you know, you played Talking Heads, two different versions of Drugs, and then Stiff Little Fingers and Bob Marley both doing Johnny Was. Now why don't you play John Lennon's version of Working Class Hero, the original version? I think it's too similar. Billy Joe pretty much sings it just the way John did. And the music is almost exact, I would say. So I don't want to be too redundant, you hear? I'll play one of my favorites from John. It's John Lennon. How do you sleep? A little message to Paul McCartney.
You better see right through that mother's eyes. head. I can't get it through my head. Though it's been so many years, my mom is dead. I can't explain. So
don't let Two.
Sorry about that. I know it's Billy Joe Armstrong's birthday we're supposed to be celebrating, but the mention of John Lennon puts me into a tangent. What happened to that? Here we go. Yes, started that block off with Green Day covering John Lennon. We played John Lennon's How Do You Sleep? Mummy's Dead, My Mummy's Dead. Don't Let Me Down. And then we had something called Who the F is John Lennon? I thought I've given that a try before, and I swear it was more melodic. It was a little too hardcore for me. And I thought it would be funny if I played something more, you know, lighter by John Lennon. So I went into the Beatles' Ask Me Why. And I don't know, it was too fluffy. So we played John Lennon Come Together live. Crash Course for the Ravage Show. I'm here till 3. If you get a request, it's 855-915-9636. My name's Brian. And Al wanted to hear some Joy Division. Here you go.
Sensation takes hold, then you know. Till the spirit, new sensation. conversation takes hold.